Jersey. Well, that's nobody's business. Where did you wanna live? Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. People understand what I mean. There'll be days like this. When you rang out the changes about everything else. Well, my mama told me, yeah, there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me, she said, there'll be days like this.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are really trying to keep the public informed about all the many changes going on in our community. And we want to thank specifically Jen Fox of Spiro Brewery. She is on the phone with us right now. She's going to give us an update of what's going on, not only with Spiro Brewery, but also some of the other changes that some of the businesses in the downtown area are experiencing. So, first of all, Jen, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yeah, thank you for talking with me.
So, Jen, how are you feeling just as a person? Let's just get that out there.
Well, it's so challenging for many of us because there's so many unknowns, right? We're trying to figure it out moment to moment. And things are still, we're still being affected by different closures, by different policies that are being divided. Everything that is happening right now, we're just finding out as soon as everyone else is. So we're really living on our toes right now.
So as a business owner, you know, that adds another level, I would assume, of angst. But it's nice to have some fellow business owners downtown. I know you're a member of the Downtown Business Association as well. So tell about some of the things that you're doing as a group.
Yeah, so the downtown businesses have been in conversation, and we're working together with the Chamber of Commerce in Hastings. To figure out what we can do and keep up to date with those updates moment to moment, but also to figure out how to support each other and what the best way is to support businesses during this time of social distancing and time of fear and grief. So we recently had a meeting about what everyone's offering in this moment, and there are so many opportunities for folks to shop at boutiques online right now. People are able to do curbside pickup at Level Up Games. You're able to order over the phone at most restaurants downtown and come and pick up food. You can come to Spiro Brewery and pick up our growlers, or you can go to local liquor stores and help them keep their doors open by picking up a 4-pack of Spiro beer there.
Let's talk specifically about your business, Spiro Brewery, because you do have your sit-down area, but also you thought ahead, I guess, before you opened, in that you are able to sell off. Is it off sale or?
We distribute our beer to both liquor stores and in growlers, 64-ounce containers, out of our tap room. It's in our mission that we want people all over to be able to access and drink our beer through liquor stores and through our tap room. So we always knew we wanted to be a distribution brewery, and that is, in fact, why we don't have food here. But it makes it fun because people can go and pick up a 4-pack of many of our beers in their local liquor store and enjoy it at home, enjoy it with friends, bring it to a party. But you can also do that with a growler, which, like I said, is 64-ounce glass container that you come and purchase in the tap room. Similar to like a 4-pack purchase, every beer is a different price. So not every beer is going to be the same in a growler, but You can definitely get any beer in a growler.
So how many beers do you have right now?
Right now, we have 10. We have 10 beers on tap. And you can fill a growler full of each one and take it home. Cans, right now we only have 4 styles of beer available.
So you are selling cans at liquor stores, though not at your place?
Right. Right.
Oh, okay. So, Jen, what are your hours at Spiral?
Right now we're maintaining 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. That is probably likely to vary. Like we already said, every moment is a new decision. So if it's better to be open from 3 to 6, we'll start doing that. But right now we're going to maintain the 2 to 8 p.m. hours.
And how will people know if those hours change?
They can stay tuned on our website or on our social media, facebook.com/spiralbrewery, or on Instagram as well, or our website is spiralbrewery.com. We keep those pretty up to date, moment by moment right now. So unless you hear from me on social media, it's going to be 2 to 8 p.m.
Okay. So Jen, tell us a little bit about the other venues that you sell in.
We sell to the Hastings local liquor stores, but we also sell in about 50 other cities around the Twin Cities area, anywhere from Northfield to Andover to Stillwater to Red Wing, right? So no matter where you're traveling to or traversing or where you are right now, you can hopefully likely pick up Spiral beer.
So you're continuing with your brewing process?
That's a complicated question. We brewed today. We brewed another batch of our delicious Downward Spiral IPA.
And when you say a batch, how big is that, please?
It is, today it's 15 barrels. Tomorrow we'll complete it for a second turn of it, is what we call it. That'll be 30 barrels of beer. So that's a lot of beer. And right now, we also distribute to bars and restaurants. But since all the bars and restaurants are only doing to-go orders, we aren't distributing any kegs. So it's a little bit complicated producing a lot of beer that should probably go in kegs when people aren't going to be purchasing the kegs. So we're not sure the next brewing date after tomorrow, but we plan to keep moving ahead like usual.
And where are you getting your dictation from?
Many places, similar to just the regular public. We try and listen to the state government and the federal government with their recommendations, the CDC and the Minnesota Department of Ag and the governor's office in Minnesota have been sending us information. Senator Carla Bingham has been in touch with some information about our sales taxes and any other support we need. So a lot of places. There is a Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild that has been instrumental in keeping our breweries up to date with what's happening. They send out information multiple times a day with FAQs and answers that we haven't been able to find anywhere else. So those are some of the resources that we have tapped into. Excuse my pun.
And tell us about some of your fellow Downtown Business Association members. Can you go into detail what each place is doing?
Yeah, so from what I know, every restaurant is doing food to go. So you would end up calling anyone here in downtown Hastings, put your order in, and then come and pick it up. Some of the boutiques are moving to an online retail site, or they're using what they have in-house and maybe ramping it up so people can shop quickly and easily online.
Because are they all closed?
Retail shops are not right now, and I mean, I don't know when people will be listening to this and what the world will look like then, but today on Wednesday afternoon, the retail is not closed. If they are closed, it's by choice. There are limitations on how many people can be in a store, so that's a little bit different. Our various insurance agencies and agents are open downtown, as far as I'm aware. And I know several tax preparing stations are still open
downtown
as well.
Right.
So as far as supporting the businesses in downtown goes, it's incredibly helpful for people to come and shop online, order a game from Level Up Games to go, and they'll bring it out to your car. Order food to go, come and get a growler from Spiral. Look into things like gift cards or gift certificates that maybe you can buy online, have mailed to you, call and order, or even come in and just buy a gift card and use that when some normalcy is restored for everyone here. Yeah, gift cards and merchandise, and just maintaining a safe patronage of a space, right? I know all of the restaurants are putting different processes in place for picking up food. We have a limit as how many people can come in the tap room and get a growler at a time.
What is the limit?
Right now, we are saying 5 people, and that's what we've heard from Governor Walz, with a distance of 6 feet between everyone, of course. And I know that's the same for the restaurants. I mean, we're all highly clean entities down here, and we maintain that as a point of pride. We've obviously upped our standards even from a clean service environment. We want this to be a great service experience for you, free of fear and free of guilt about what's happening. So we're still here to serve you. We'd love if you came and bought gift cards, if you came and bought beer, if you came and bought games, take out some cheese curds from one of these awesome restaurants.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
you're speaking my language.
There are lots of opportunities to stay connected in this time of social distancing and social isolation, and continue to support locally like we all try to. So,
and I do think that if we can maintain, if you can do your best to just keep things a little bit normal, that,
yeah,
you know, if your normal day includes hanging out at one of your restaurants downtown or stopping in your wonderful brewery, then it makes you feel better if you can try to maintain that level of normalcy perhaps at home.
Yeah.
You know, getting through all this together. Has this been just all-consuming for you as a business owner?
It certainly has. And, over the weekend, Spiral, as well as all of the other restaurants and retail downtown, has really specifically reacted to the COVID-19 things. And we're trying to make people confident and comfortable in our level of service. So we have a higher standard of table sanitization. We have different rules about filling growlers. You can't bring one in right now to be filled. You have to take one of ours. And people have asked those questions on social media, and I'm always happy to answer them. So just send us a message, and I can answer some of those questions and concerns about sanitation processes in our industry right now, but also in downtown.
And what are some of the things that people say when they come in? How are people's moods?
People are mostly trying to figure out what their new normal looks like. And people really weren't sure what this new normal looks like, how they were able to patronize, what that felt like in their day to take beer or dinner from the Onion Grill home and enjoy it there versus enjoying it in-house. I think there's just a lot of questions and uncertainty right now that's really scary. And I think that's mostly how people are reacting. And in some strange way, that's comforting, right? Because it's really, really unknown to us as well. We have all the questions too.
I bet you do. And what are people saying in your industry? Do they see an end in sight to this?
I think nobody knows enough to react to a timeline. I know in a brewer's industry Facebook page that we've been using as a form of communication and support, there's a lot of questions about how do you plan a budget for the next month or for the next year. Who knows how long this is going to be? What do we plan for? What do some of our similar size and style breweries, what are they doing right now? There are just more questions than answers still, which is anxiety producing.
You know, I also think about the different restaurants, and you certainly have raw ingredients that you use to mm-hmm. make your beer. Are you having a hard time getting supplies?
Right now, we're not. We order about a week ahead of time for a brewing session in a week. So last week, we got a big delivery of malt, and we're ready to brew for this week. I know a couple of the big malt companies that we work, one of the big malt companies that we work with is really communication forward and trying to talk to us about what they're just trying to get all of the ingredients out that people need and are able to buy. But it really, it's still a day-to-day question. What do we actually need to brew and how much? And I'm sure that's the question in the restaurant industry right now, too. How much do you keep on hand for to-go orders versus regular day-to-day business? So I don't know answer.
And I was also thinking about the to-go containers.
Yes, we are. They are not an endless supply.
No.
So we will certainly run out of glass growlers at some point, which is why when people bring them in, we have a very strict cleaning and sanitizing process. And we take your dirty spiral growler and we'll make it a clean one to use for someone else. And folks who are fans of taking growlers home are familiar with that. And if you're not and you have come down and picked up a growler or a couple growlers, you can always bring those back and we'll fill it for you again.
But I'm thinking about also takeout containers for our friends that have restaurants.
That is definitely another economic burden, but also a burden on the environment and a different way to practice their industry. So it's shifting a lot of things that we're doing down here.
Well, it's a new norm, and hopefully it won't last forever, Jen, and we're grateful that you called in today to fill us in about some of the things that are going on not only at Spiral Brewery, but also at the downtown businesses. And we really want to stress to people that are listening, you know, try to keep your life as normal as possible, because that's going to lessen your anxiety level. And think of our small businesses. There's still lots of ways to support them, even if you don't actually physically spend time in a building. So,
yeah. And I personally can't think of a better way to cope with this week than a hard left stout.
And that, we will leave it at that. Jen Fox, thank you so much. And we stay healthy. We appreciate everything. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days.